Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Isn't Kentucky a fraud number 11? Does anybody really think they're the 11th best team in the country?
They're undefeated.
I know.
They beat Florida. They beat Florida. Florida almost beat Alabama.
Pete, is Kentucky's a fraud at 11, aren't they? Or no? I'm not sure.
I mean, hello, guys.
Hi, Pete.
Here I am. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But look at their schedule. And the preseason analysis is sort of kicking in where they had two buns and the middle was rough. Like, the middle of the sandwich was tough. September was easy. November is a breeze. But October was supposed to be the nasty one, and they got the Florida game out of the way. They're probably going to get trucked by Georgia because Georgia might just be 2019 LSU and 2020 Alabama as it being the it team of this year. But if you look at the remaining schedule, it's not bad. They can run this table, which gets us into a potentially fun theoretical argument, which Texas A&M lost last year because their one loss was to Alabama. It just so happened that Notre Dame got in.
Yeah.
But if Georgia is that team and it rips through everyone and Kentucky's one loss is to Georgia on the road, how do you not put Kentucky in the college football playoff on a deserve factor? Because it's playing in the by far the best conference in college football, and its one loss is totally forgivable. What do you do with that? It could be kind of interesting in this year when we really don't have a whole lot of sure thing teams out there.
You know, Pete Futek, College Football News. I just said before that there's not really a great schedule this week, right? I mean, what matchup has you excited? Texas, I mean, will Texas be able to get going after their collapse last week against Oklahoma State? I mean, what is the best game on the schedule this week?
Yeah, there isn't a lot of them. It's kind of one of those, I'm going to say, go shake out Saturday, you know, something like that, because you do have a couple of games here and there that are going to be just sort of fascinating. That kind of takes away some parts of this where there aren't a lot of teams out there that are still, you can say, at least have a shot to be in the college football playoff race. Because as we know how this works, you got to be one loss or undefeated and win your Power 5 conference championship. Or in the case of Cincinnati, you need to blow out everyone and then hope for everything else to work out. And there are a whole lot of teams out there. For example, like NC State, Boston College. They're not going to win the national championship. But in this year for the ACC, they're both have one loss. One of those teams is going to lose and get knocked out of the race. Oregon's got a tough game this week. Arizona State's got a tough game this week. I think Cincinnati wins and they could have the ability to turn the lights out fast, but UCF's got guys. I don't think UCF does this, but if we're talking next week and UCF comes up with a just kind of a performance out of nowhere just because they've got the athletes and the coaching staff and the upside and they somehow get great quarterback play for once in the last few weeks, I wouldn't be totally stunned, but that's one of those games that, you know, don't blow it off. Even if Cincinnati wins at 55-3, that would be a pretty good win. So there are a lot of games like that. And then there's Wisconsin and Army, which in theory should be a dominating performance by Wisconsin because it's the perfect team to stop Army. But we've seen teams struggle with the knuckleball before, and that could be kind of a fun game.
Pete, what did you make of the Alabama loss to A&M?
All right, so I honestly still think Alabama is one of the four best teams in the country, but if they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, now you get into the two-loss thing. We've never had a two-loss thing in the college football playoff. If I think Ohio State's still the best team in the Big Ten, and it's probably rising up, and I think it's getting better and better now that they've kind of got the start of the season out of the way, but it wouldn't be a shocker if they, you know, they still got to play. I don't think they're going to lose to Michigan, but they could still, you know, Michigan's all right. They could lose to Michigan. They could lose to Michigan State. They could lose to Penn State. It's been an easy slate the rest of the way. So if that happens, look at what we got. All the college football playoff national champions, LSU's out, Clemson's out, Alabama would be out, Ohio State would be out. You would have a college football playoff without any of the former national champions, and you could even go back a long way to 2000 where maybe, you know, Oklahoma would be the last team to win a national championship that might be in the college football playoff. And even then, let's say we have Georgia, Oregon, Cincinnati, and, you know, some other random team in there. It would feel fresh. You know, it would feel like we have something new for the college football playoff. But Alabama, we've seen this movie before. Usually when they lose a game under Nick Saban, they come back and just obliterate the team the next week. They get Mississippi State next week. They haven't lost back-to-back regular season games since I think it's 2008. I don't think it's happening this time either.
Pete, any chance that Purdue can give Iowa a game?
Yeah, absolutely. The passing game in the offense has not been what it should be. The offense just has not quite clicked. But strangely enough, Purdue's got a defense. That team, I mean, George Karlaftis might be the best player on the field there. He might be a top five overall pick as a pass rusher. Iowa's offense, you still buying? Not yet. What happens in that game when finally Iowa doesn't get 67 turnovers? You know, does the offense take over? This is one of those teams that, like Purdue, could just kind of rise up after last week, Iowa's big emotional moment, and pull this off. I don't think they do it. But again, it falls into the I wouldn't be shocked if games.
All right, Pete. So when you mentioned Iowa, Purdue there, going back to last week and their win over Penn State, you know, they have obviously a great chance to play for the Big Ten National Championship. Do you think there's a chance if they win out and lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, is there a chance we could see two Big Ten teams in the college football playoff?
Yeah, absolutely. It all depends on what else happens across the board. And it's the same kind of calculation for, say, the SEC and Cincinnati. It's like, who else wins their Power 5 conference championship and does it with one loss that goes undefeated? So right now you got Oregon and Arizona State. If one of those two teams goes 12-1 and wins the Pac-12 title, in. If Oklahoma gets there and wins the Big 12 title with one loss or undefeated, in. Certainly there's going to be somebody from the SEC, and it doesn't look like Cincinnati is going to lose along the way, even though SMU is going to be dangerous down the road. But you got to throw a 13-0 Cincinnati team we can talk about all day about whether they deserve it with their schedule, but the reality is, in a year where there aren't a lot of obvious teams, this might be the year that happens for a group of five program. So it could happen, but it would need a whole lot of help to make that work.
Pete, Buckeyes are off this week. We mentioned that as we started the interview. How do you think the Buckeyes have fared recently, and how much of a chance do you give them to make the postseason?
Sure. Why not winning out? I mean, that's going to be it going forward. They need another Oregon loss along the way to help make that easy. But the offense is obviously clicking. I mean, this just might be a team that, all right, the defense is not going to be anything special. But look, you know, it's some of these teams, when you have young players, even with the NFL talent that the Buckeyes have, sometimes it just takes a few games just to get everything right. I mean, C.J. Stroud is still, he's 19? His first couple starts, he was still good, but he wasn't, razor sharp. Well, now this offense is starting to work. You got the Heisman caliber running back. You've got two NFL wide receivers. You got one of the best offensive lines in the country. So the defense is going to be giving up 24 points a game. This offense might be enough to overcome just about everything.
Hey, what do you make of this whole Oklahoma thing with the students watching practice and naming the quarterback between Caleb Spencer? Is it Caleb Spencer?
Or Caleb?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And Spencer Rattler, excuse me.
Yeah.
How do you go back to Rattler after a performance like that against against Texas?
You
right, you can't.
You have to at least give Caleb Williams a shot.
Yeah.
Look, this is where this all gets fun. There's so many different new parts here because, you know, Spencer Rattler is an NFL caliber quarterback. He doesn't run, and for that Oklahoma offense, you know, Baker Mayfield wasn't a runner, but they had some good backs, and that offense was fresh and new, and it was just explosive. But that offense really took off with Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts. That's not Spencer Rattler when it comes to taking off, and Caleb Williams is more of a runner. So now you kind of get this offense. It's kind of the argument that people have with Ohio State with, you know, Dwayne Haskins, like, oh, yeah, they're throwing for 5,000 yards, but, you know, it works better when you got a guy who could take off. Well, it's the same sort of thing with Oklahoma. And you just saw it. It worked. You had a guy under center who just looked the part, played the part, and everything sort of clicked for them. And then it gets tricky because social media, as soon as Rattler went to the bench, went right to, well, I kind of think Spencer Rattler would be a nice fit here at, oh, I don't know, Arizona, because that's where he's from. And, you know, name the school here where he could go. But that's it. We've now name, image, and likeness thing. The guy's sponsored. The guy's got, you know, reps. He's got other things happening. And he's a top five potential caliber NFL draft pick if he keeps progressing. So there's a whole lot of things in play here for Oklahoma with this decision.
We're talking, I mean, Pete, that game, I know I referenced it earlier, but that game last week, that was bonkers. How do you get up the next day if you're a Texas player and get ready to play Oklahoma State? Because that game was just insane.
You have to because they're still in it. I mean, they're still in the Big 12 championship hunt. But you're right. How do you do that? I mean, how do you go from that game was over? It was the first quarter, and it was 28-7, and every Texas person I've ever known was texting me and emailing me being like, this is our year, Steve Sark, you know, doing it already and all this. But all of a sudden to go to the lowest of lows with that. But, you know, that was part of the bonkers day of college football from the very start to – those in the investment community who might have stayed up till 3 in the morning East Coast time to watch Nevada lose the, 28-point spread to New Mexico State. It was a pretty good day all the way around. I don't think we're getting that this weekend, but sure should be fun.
Check out the website, collegefootballnews.com. All the previews. You got all the previews for this weekend's games, right?
He always has the previews.
Always up there. Always. Yep, we're cranking them out. It's what we do.
Pete, do you write every single one of those yourself, or do you have a staff?
I do. I have a cast of minions who help with a whole lot of other stuff and help feed the info and all that kind of stuff in. But I kind of do the final write through. It's not exactly breaking rocks. It's, you know, for 3 months out of the year, my life is just doing. Writing college football previews, and there's certainly worse ways to do things.
It's amazing because every week I read, you know, whatever game I have, like this weekend I've got Tulsa and USF, and I'll read the Pete Futek breakdown, and I'm like, how does Pete know about all these random obscure schools?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I kudos to you. It's the best college football website in the nation.
Well, thank you very much. It's fun.
You're welcome.
It's a blast to do, and obviously, it's not. I've had real jobs. This is not one of them.
I'm still waiting for the Division III write-ups, Pete. I'm waiting for that.
You know what? Hey, thank you to the FCS world for their spring sessions for page views and, you know, clicks and all that. I'll take that again. Go back to doing that FCS football.
My alma mater just lost their second game this past week, and I was actually watching it, and I'm not very unhappy. There was a poor performance by the Brockport Golden Eagles. Very frustrated by that.
Obviously. I'll do the Rockport right up next if I have a little time.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
See you, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.